The Firehouse Follies are made possible by Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises with minor assistance from WFHB Community Radio.
This is WFHB Ace News reporter Fawn Sanity reporting live from a side of a press conference that has been called by the Bureau of Alternative Reality and Facts right here in Washington, Indiana. According to BARF handout we received, Washington, Indiana is an alternative reality to Washington, D.C. And what happens in that Washington has nothing to do with what is said in this Washington. I have no idea what they meant by that, but I'm sure we're about to learn. Ah, someone is coming to the podium right now. I'm just going to push my way right up front to the Hey, stop pinching him. Oh, thank you. I'm a third-degree black belt, I'll have you. No. Oh, stop whimpering. The shin will heal. Here we are. There's this guy up there. Oh, my God. Can it be? It is. My twin brother, Sean Sanity, is running this press conference.
Fawn? What are you doing here? I thought you were out in New Mexico panning for gold.
That was 3 years ago, you dolt. I'm an ace reporter with WFHB, and I'm panning for nuggets of truth concealed in the sand of political lies. What are you doing here? I thought you were a sanitation engineer in Washington, D.C.
Oh, I still am, in a sense. I'm just shoveling the garbage into a different receptacle these days. I can see why you're a reporter. You were never able to get anything right.
That's ace reporter to you. And I know enough to know that the only time you're lying is when your mouth is moving. I still remember the lies you used to tell Mom about me.
No, I never lied. Mom always loved you more than she did me.
I was more lovable.
We're not.
Was too.
We're not.
Was too.
We're not. We're not. Oh.
If I hear any lies, I'll call you out. Twin brother or no twin brother?
WFHB, huh?
Yeah.
That's nothing but a podunk community radio station. It's not even on our radar. And besides, we're going to cut funds to public broadcasting. We'll starve your little insignificant radio station to death.
Our listeners won't let that happen. Am I right? Am I right? It'll be a long time before you get rid of independent media.
Oh, so what's time to a pig? Oh, speaking of which, you got any idea what our little sister Ingrid is up to?
Who, in? Last time I heard, she was living in an old hippie commune in Florida and selling beads on the beach. What about our older brother?
Scant? Oh, Scant's done well. He's on Steve Bannon's team. He's got Steve's ear. Keeps it on his mantle. And you know whose ear Steve has?
Whose ear?
Oh, come on. Bannon's not from Indiana.
Enough of this idle chit-chat. Why the press conference?
Well, so I can introduce Vice President Mike Pence, who's going to tell us all about the administration's official stance on the Russian question. Now, just step back behind the line, behind the line, behind the line. Mr. Vice President, please.
Very, very bad people of the press. It is well that you obeyed our summons to appear here today. It is my duty to tell you that in regards to the sanctions on Russia, this administration has decided to...
Mr. Vice President!
What? Can't you see I'm busy? I got a thing I'm supposed to say here, but... Look.
Please, sir, an emergency communique has just been released.
What? Wait a minute, let me see that. What? I didn't see that on AOL. Well, evil people of the press, the administration has decided to...
Sir.
Not again. Sir, what yeah. Now? I don't know what I can tell you now.
Can you tell us anything at all?
Well, just one thing.
What's that?
live from the great room in the Monroe Convention Center in beautiful downtown Bloomington. It's the Firehouse Follies!
I was a cowboy. The Firehouse Follies Spring 2017 Radio Variety Show Extravaganza, coming to you live from the Great Room in the Monroe Convention Center in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. We're pleased to be joined by singer, songwriter, and amazing guitarist Michael Kelsey, who has spent much of his life trying to live down the unfortunate fact that he shares a name with the producer of this show. What can you do? And we'd like to introduce WFHB Gospel Girls and the hard-working Firehouse Rounders and Bloomington's third favorite storyteller, Arbutus Cunningham. And, of course, we'll be featuring the Unusual Suspects radio acting troupe with Master Tony Brewer on sound effects. Today's show is made possible by the Monroe Convention Center and Medicaid Solutions, with assists from J. Lynn Design and Fine Print. Let's start things off with a celebration of Women's History Month with the Gospel Girls and the Rounders.
Sister, shout. Shout, sister, shout. Shout, sister, shout. Tell the whole world what it's all about.
Now listen, everybody, to the precious words. I'm gonna do some chirping, and I ain't no bird. There's a reason for living, and a reason for dying, and there's a darn good reason why a woman starts crying.
A reason for a mole, a reason for a dimple,
but there ain't no reason why a man's so simple.
Oh, shout, sister, shout.
Yeah!
Shout, sister, shout. Shout, sister, shout.
Yeah!
Tell the whole world what it's all about.
Well, there's a way to be brilliant, a way to be a fool, a way to get to heaven, observe the golden rule.
A way to get a sweetheart, a way to get a wife.
The day you quit me, brother, is the day you'll lose your life.
Shout, sister, shout.
Yeah!
Shout, sister, shout.
I'm telling you.
Shout, sister, shout.
Yeah!
Tell the whole world what it's all about.
Well, now there's a reason for a mountain, a reason for a hill, a reason why that doctor gives a patient a bill,
a reason to stand, a reason to sing,
but there ain't no reason why the band can't swing.
Well, I can understand the birds, and I can understand the bees, and I can understand why a rat goes after his cheese.
I can understand my dog.
I can understand your cat.
Well, fill me full of rhythm, can you understand that? Shout, sister, shout.
Hallelujah.
Shout, sister, shout.
Hallelujah.
Shout, sister, shout.
Hallelujah.
Tell the whole world what it's all about.
I'm gonna shout.
The Gospel Girls and the Firehouse Rounders, ladies and gentlemen. They'll be back later on, but first it's time to get along to that part of the show that I like to call the Take Your Pill Even If It's Nasty segment. Folks, here are your pills. One of them makes you bigger, the other makes you small. Richard Fish and Colonel Mike Kelsey.
Well, Dan, the weather's awful nice outside, but you should rein in your enthusiasm a little.
Why don't you go have yourself a nice glass of water from one of Indiana's streams or rivers? And thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're glad you were able to find us here today.
We certainly are. This is a new venue for us, but there is a lot of reason to be excited about it.
And what might that be, Colonel Kelsey?
Well, Richard, you know we're in the Great Room. So I thought we might take this opportunity to make the Firehouse Follies great again. Not that it's always been.
Yeah, great's on a lot of people. Yeah, you mean cut out some of the corny jokes?
I'm not so sure about that, Richard. Corny jokes are what made us great.
I thought it was the block cheese.
Yeah, that made us great, too. Surely you don't believe that.
Well, let's not go there, Colonel Kelsey, at least not this early in the show. Just tell us about what we're going to do today. Who's this Michael Kelsey person? Now, I hope this isn't a violation of the station's anti-nepotism rule.
No, it's been... The forms were filled out in triplicate. Everything is cool.
Your form is certainly filled out. Yes, I'll agree with that.
Michael Kelsey and I are two entirely different individuals. We're going to prove that tonight. I do lease him the rights to the name. It's worked out pretty well for both of us. And, you know, he's got a black belt from the Miyagi School of Guitar Arts.
Wow. I did not know that. Well, I guess I shouldn't mess around with him, huh?
You mess around with him at your own risk. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the incomparable Michael Kelsey.
Thank you, everybody. Call this one Naming Stars. instrumentals, and I like her writing lyrical songs too. And they say that if you're going to write some lyrics, you should stick to the things you know something about. So I thought, I'm pretty good at daydreaming. I know a lot about daydreaming. It sounds like I'm bragging, but I am pretty good at it. So I thought if I could just kind of get the sound of my daydreams, you know, maybe the song would fall into place. So I was trying to play around with, you know, where those daydreamy chords are. It's like something like, yeah, that, yeah, something like that. Colors change my mood. Butterfly wings in motion play with my attitude. So I found a place where the stars hide from the day. Without a warning, I'll just might slip away. I ain't lost, I'm just dreaming. I know you wanna save me, but just leave me be. Tomorrow, after this day is gone, I got to fumble and stumble to get right to where I need to be. To an untrained eye, it may look like I wander aimlessly, but oh no, I ain't lost. I'm just dreaming. I know you wanna save me. I just leave me be. Don't you wait on? Don't you wait on? Changes colors, and the colors change my mood. I'll journey far, yet I bring no dust upon my shoe. I ain't lost. I ain't lost. I ain't lost. Oh no, I'm just. I would like to sing you a Beatles song. This is Beatles Something.
The real Michael Kelsey, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. He'll be back later in the show, but first, saddle up your horses and get ready for a ride out on the plains with Leroy and Whiplash.
Bunch of cowboys run into Jesse James. When me and a bunch of cowboys run into Jesse James.
The bullets was a flying, just like showers of rain.
Come a cow, cow, yicky, come a cow, cow, yicky, yicky, yay. Come all you cowboys, now don't you wanna go? Come all you cowboys, now don't you wanna go?
To be with the cat herders on the plains of the buffalo.
Come a cat, cat, yicky, come a meow, meow, kitty, kitty, yay. Come a cat, cat, yicky, come a meow, meow, kitty, kitty, yay.
Whiplash, yeah. This may be the dumbest thing you've done since I've known you, and that's been a long time now.
Well, you said you wanted work, didn't you, Leroy? Well, I got us a job.
But cats? What are we doing out here herding cats?
Well, because, you know, I'm cow flatulent intolerance, and I can't be following a bunch of cows out on the trail no more since I'm a CFI.
And talk about stupid. You find an article about CFI on the internet, and all of a sudden you're sure you got it.
Meow.
No cowboy in history has ever claimed to be cow flatulent intolerant. It's just meow. Another one of these made-up so-called conditions that people think they have.
Yeah, what about your own self?
What do you mean, what about me? Are you saying I'm not allergic to cats? Choo! I've been sneezing and itching since we got out here. It's these darn burn cats, I tell you.
Meow.
Now, Fluffy, don't take that personal. Meow. It ain't you he's complaining about.
Mew.
And their little egos are so fragile. They're a bunch of snowflakes. It's taken us 3 days just to come 2 miles.
Meow.
These cats don't do nothing except go around in circles and complain. We got 500 tins of cat food, and it all stinks to high heaven.
Meow, meow.
And when they do their, well, they do their business on the ground? No, it has to be in the sand in their litter wagon.
Meow.
I'm telling you, Whiplash, they're going to drive me crazy.
Well, look, cats are a little sensitive, okay? And
meow.
You're just not used to sensitivity in animals.
Of course not. Meow. I'm a cowboy. I just brand them and eat them.
Well, you got to admit that the job does pay good.
But this ain't a job a man should be doing, especially a cowboy kind of man. I mean, herd a bunch of cats around on the high plains. It ain't easy, you know. We're taking them to the slaughterhouse.
Okay. Whoa, now, don't you worry, you guys. Whoa, ain't no slaughterhouse in your future. Yeah, we're going to take them someplace in Virginia out here. There's a big cat ranch out there, and these little beauties is going to be in government service pretty soon. There's a feller named Rancid, I think. He's footing the bill.
As I was out riding one morning for pleasure, I spied a young cat herder riding along. His cats were all fat
and the cat toys were jingling. And as he was riding, he was singing this song. Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, little kitties. It's your misfortune, ain't none of my own. Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, little kitties. You know that old swamp will be your new home.
Government service, huh? I don't reckon any cat ever did anyone any service. More like politicians. What's their job going to be?
Well, the way I understand it is that they're going to be working at the White House.
The White House? Thought they always had dogs there.
There again, as I hear it, a new guy likes to have a pussycat around so he can grab it every now and then.
I reckon that knowing they're going to be serving their country makes me feel a little better about this job. But I still say it ain't manly.
Hee-haw!
Well, howdy, stranger. Who might you be?
They call me Big Don.
Not the Big Don. From the mine, we thought you was dead.
Oh, that's just fake news. No. More media lies. I walked out of that mine without a scratch. Believe me, I'm alive and well. Am I right? Am I extreme right? No one expected it.
Big Don, Big Don, Big Bad Don.
We're certainly honored to meet you, Mr. Big Don, sir, but what business might you have with the likes of lowly folks such as us?
Hey, I've come to warn you, you cowboys, that you are in danger. Crime has gone up on the range. It is higher than ever before.
What's the nature of this danger?
Well, there's a gang of rustlers been seen here in these parts, and word has it that they are going to try and rustle this fine group of kitty cats you have here. Meow.
Rustlers, huh? Meow. Well, that might make this job worthwhile. Who are they? Vicious Vlad and the Voyeurs? Crazy Clint and his crooked killers? Bring them on. Fighting rustlers is a manly sort of activity.
Hey, now. Vicious Vlad is all right. He's okay. He's a good, strong leader. But you guys could be the next victims of the nasty women.
The nasty women? What kind of self-respecting rustler would call his gang the nasty women?
Well, first off, they ain't guys. They're women. And second of all, they're well known for their nastiness.
But the cowboy code says we're supposed to respect women and kind of talk down to them. Doesn't say nothing about engaging them in mortal combat. That's, well, it's immortal. It's what it is.
Now, whatever it is, you had best be ready to fight. Look, fellas, I got to go. I got to get out of here. You take care and say, now, isn't this the best little horse you have ever seen? Isn't it? Am I right?
Horse? Mr. Big Don, sir, that ain't nothing but an old mule.
Listen, Buster, this horse gets standing ovations wherever he goes, bigly. Everyone says it's the bestest horse ever. Hey, I'm out of here. Giddy up, Mikey Pants. Yee-haw!
Big Don, Big Don, Big Bad Don.
The nasty women. Whatever could prompt a bunch of God-fearing, family-loving, patriotic American women to take up arms and turn their backs on social mores?
Well, I reckon we're about to find out, because I believe I hear them coming now.
How come they're wearing funny pink hats with those funny ears?
Get him!
Got him!
Alas, I've been lassoed. By a lass.
You got that right, mister. And these funny hats, as you refer to them, are to show our solidarity with these poor pussycats you're marching off to slavery.
We're relieving you of your herd, buddy.
We'll just be taking these precious little kitties off to somewhere where they can be safe.
You two dirtbags got any mind to try and stop us? Because if and you do...
Hey, you just shot off my left spur. And spurs are a symbol of a cowboy's manhood.
I'll shoot off the other one and a few other symbols of your manhood if you give us any problems.
You, on the ground, what's your name?
Name's Leroy, ma'am. I'd like to say I'm pleased to meet you, but you got me hogtied lying on the ground with a six-shooter pointed at my manhood with my cat allergies a-raging.
Meow.
Somehow, this doesn't seem like the right time to be exchanging pleasantries. But you do swing a mean lariat. All I can say is go ahead and take the darn cats. I didn't like them that much anyway.
Well, thank you, yeah. Mr. Leroy. I reckon we'll do just that. And if you and your partner know what's good for you, you won't be trying to stop us, neither.
What? Was that tobacco you just spit, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
What's a nice lady such as yourself doing spitting tobacco? That's nasty. That's what it is.
Well, that's because we're nasty women, Leroy.
Let's get the cats and get out of here.
Meow. Meow.
That's my high and slow one.
These two ain't gonna be any problem.
Well, I beg to differ, ma'am. If you look carefully, you might notice that this is a gun in my hand, and it's pointed right at Fluffy down there. And I can't shoot no woman. But if you don't put down your weapons right now, my trusty nine-shooter will blow him and all his lives into the eternal litter box.
Meow.
Take him, Wilberforce.
Hey, my gun just got shot right out of my hand. Who done that?
That was Wilberforce, our kitty vac pilot and our eyes in the sky. Good shooting there, Wilby.
Meow. Meow, meow.
Is that cat flying that helicopter?
Meow.
You bet it is, cowboy. Now he's going to land and take this here herd off. You boys best not say anything to anyone about this. You wouldn't want people to think that two women and a cat got the best of you now, would you?
Well, if you put it that way, I guess I can see your point.
Here, kitty, 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 kitty. We got all kitty treats for you. Come on board, guys. No more walking. Come on, kitties. Climb on up into the helicopter.
Well, I'll be danged. They're all jumping up into that chopper.
Our work here is done. Those pussycats will never be grabbed against their will.
There's another herd about 10 miles north of here. Time for us to get back to work.
Let's go then. Yip, yip.
You boys take care of him, will you?
How are we going to explain this, Whiplash?
Well, first off, we ain't saying nothing. And if we do have to talk about it, we'll just have to make a little fast and loose with the truth.
I'd best get to work brewing up some alternative facts then, partner.
Fought the hardest battle that ever did unfurl. Fought the hardest battle that ever did unfurl.
When me and my partner Leroy run into the nasty girls.
Come a cat, cat, yicky, come a meow, meow,
kitty, kitty, yay.
When me and my partner Leroy run into the nasty girls. When me and my partner Leroy run into the nasty girls.
The cat fur was a flying, just like a bunch of squirrels.
Come a cat, cat, yicky, come a meow, meow, kitty, kitty, yay. Come a cat, cat, yicky, come a meow, meow, kitty, kitty, yay.
Ladies and gentlemen, as Leroy and Whiplash seek asylum, The cats go off to a better place, and the nasty women search for the next herd. Let us turn our attention to the WFHB Gospel Girls.
Old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day.
Yippee-yi-yay.
Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way.
When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, plowing through the ragged sky.
And up a cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire, their hoofs were made of steel.
Yippee-yi-yay.
Their horns were black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel.
Oh, a bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For saw the riders coming hard,
and he heard their mournful cries. Yippee-yi-yay. Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat.
Yippee-yi-yay.
He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't caught them yet.
'Cause they got to ride forever in that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire.
As they ride on, hear their cries.
As the riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. Yippee-yi-yay.
If you want to save your soul from hell, riding on our range,
then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us he will ride.
Trying to catch the devil's herd across the endless sky.
another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go.
So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
So take the photographs and still frames in your mind. Hang them on the shelf in good health and good time.
Tattoos of memories and heads in on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. But in the end it's right. I hope you have the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. We hope you had the time of your life.
Friends, we at WFHB take our responsibilities as a community radio station very seriously. We keep a constant eye on current events and what's trending on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, chat, Snapchat, Craigslist, Angie's List, the White House Enemies List, LinkedIn, MySpace, Spaced Out, all the rest. And we work diligently to bring you all the benefits you might get from commercial media without those annoying commercials. Now, we've decided to jump into the pool of pop programming with the establishment of a Department of Fake News. Yes, we're also pleased to report that Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises has offered generous support of this project so we can present all our fake news with no commercial interruptions. Remember, that's Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises. They support us, now you support them. Without further ado, we bring you our commercial-free Department of Fake News with significant support from Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises.
Good afternoon, folks. I'm Gordon Flash, and this is your fake news for the day. Remember, this is all fake news. That's right. Our writers churn it out by the bucketful. They aren't very good at spooling or roof-preeding, but they can sure create alternative realities. If you want real news, tune into the award-winning WFHB Daily local news broadcast. But let's face it, truth is boring. We believe that the only viable option for these stressful times is fake news. We'll be joining our fake news reporters for special pre-recorded live reports right after this brief message from Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises, which is pleased to make it possible to keep our fake news commercial-free.
Friends, we at Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises are pleased to help WFHB keep its fake news commercial free. And remember, Fiddlin' Joe's products ain't fake, they're the real thing.
Thank you, Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises, for keeping us commercial free.
Oh, that's our pleasure, Gordon. We at Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises like commercial free radio.
And we get it, thanks to Fiddlin' Joe. Now, the first fake news item for today is an interview with the spokeswoman for Pole Dancers Union Local 44DD. As you doubtless know, members of Local 44DD are threatening to sue the city of Bloomington for wage increases and job security now that the city has taken over popular night spot Night Grooves. Here's our reporter, Sean Sanity, with the story, which will run commercial-free thanks to Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises.
Good afternoon, friends and neighbors. I'm Sean Sanity, and I'm here with a young lady who identifies herself only by her stage name, Little Miss Glad All Over. Can I call you Glad?
You can call me whatever you want, big boy, long as you keep stuffing currency into my G-string. Mm. Mm-hmm. But, say, aren't you that barf guy from the White House?
That's the Bureau of Alternative Realities and Facts, Glad. And, yeah, that's me. This is a part-time gig I had to take after my last White House paycheck bounced.
Things are hard all around. Mm-hmm. Long as you keep the bills coming, big boy, you can ask me whatever you want.
All right. Well, let's start. Just what do you folks in Local 44WD want?
Well, Sean, now that we're members of the city staff, we think we deserve pay raises. Mm. We have a lot of expenses that have to be met. You know, pasties, glitter, stuff like that. And no pink slips when we get older.
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, yeah, well, white slips are much more attractive.
Also, the city's talking about us working the reception desks of departments that get lots of complaints. Mm. Since Bloomington's always stood for fair employment practices, we expect the city to extend their coverage to us. We usually have to work uncovered.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hey! Keep those bills coming, big boy.
Glad. I'm out of folding money.
Well, then that's the end of this interview.
Oh.
See you tonight. I'll be on pole 3.
Oh, you know it, baby. All right. Yes. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Glad All Over and her fellow union thugs are out to extort money from the city. Thanks to Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises for allowing us to present these commercial-free fake news reports. Back to you, Gordon.
Thank you, Sean. We'll go to our next report in a minute. But first this from Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises, whose support allows us to present these reports without commercials.
Friends, we at Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises are pleased to help WFHB keep its fake news commercial free. And remember, Fiddlin' Joe's products ain't fake. They're the real thing.
Thank you, Scrapper, and thanks again to Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises for these commercial-free reports. We take you now live to our ace reporter, Fawn Sanity. And in case you're wondering, it's true, she is Sean's twin sister and a proud supporter of Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises. Fawn?
This is... Am I on now? Oh, I guess I am. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Fawn Sanity reporting live from the site of the seriously underreported Trevlach Massacre. With me is a resident of Trevlach who prefers not to divulge his or her name. Sir, ma'am, can you tell us why you want to keep your name secret?
Look, I live in Trevilack, but I work in Bloomington. Mm-hmm. You don't think I want my friends there to know I'm from Trevilack, do you?
I see your point. So what can you tell us about this Trevilack massacre?
Not a dad burn thing, really. As far as I can tell, everyone who used to live in Trevilack still does. And I ain't talked to nobody who knows nothing about no massacre. Well, Sammy Hoopengrouper down the road piece, he did spray a bunch of inchworms and killed about 100 of them, I hear tell. Maybe that's what folks are talking about.
So you're a Trevilack person, and you don't know anything about the Trevilack massacre, is that right?
Ain't that what I just told you?
So the truth of the matter is, this massacre never took place, right?
Oh, no, ma'am. It's on the internet, so it must be true.
Gordon, I'm sending it back to you. And in the future, I'd appreciate it if you didn't waste my time like this. But I would like to thank Fiddlin' Joe for making this non-report of a non-event possible.
Sorry about that, Fawn. We thought it was a real fake news story, and it turns out it was a fake real news story. And we have Fiddlin' Joe to thank that we were able to do it without any annoying commercials. Folks, be with us tomorrow for more fake news. And remember, all the news we make is fake.
Friends, we at Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises are pleased to help WFHB keep its fake news commercial free. And remember, Fiddlin' Joe's products ain't fake, they're the real thing.
We love our fake news at WFHB, but I'm here to slow things down a little bit. It's been going a little bit fast here. I'm here to tell you about Tony. I don't lead, personally, a very exciting life. I play bingo a couple of nights a week, and you know, if I win any money, I use it to play the slot machines. Otherwise, I sleep, and sometimes I watch NASCAR races. Those races are always fun. The Firehouse Follies are the high points of my year because they give me an opportunity to observe our ace sound effects man, Mr. Tony Brewer. You probably don't realize this, but Tony dedicates his entire life to the creation of perfect sound effects. Every day his alarm clock goes off at 5:42 a.m., generally, he throws it against the wall so he can sleep a few more hours. But one day, he got his calculator out and ran the numbers and discovered that he was spending almost as much on new alarm clocks as he was being paid for the sound effects.
Yeah, give me another one of those alarm clocks.
So he decided to learn how to do an alarm clock effect.
Tick.
And now
tick.
He just...
Tick, 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 tick.
Now he just... now he just throws himself against the wall instead of the clock. After he has done that, he gets up and he brushes his teeth. He brushes his teeth and he gargles. He goes to the kitchen, grinds his coffee beans. Makes himself a pot of espresso. Then he fries up a batch of tofu bacon in a skillet. Adds a couple of seitan eggs. And wolfs down the breakfast. After that, he goes to the weight room. He pumps iron for about 30 minutes.
Blam!
Then he does push-ups.
One, two, three.
Pull-ups. He does pull-ups, too.
One, two, three.
And jumping jacks.
One, two, three.
Okay, let's hit the showers.
After that, he assumes the lotus position and meditates for an hour or so. While he is meditating, he decides on what sound effects he's going to work on for that day.
Let's see what sound effects I can work on today.
Recently,
cow fart? No.
Recently,
wolf fart? No.
He decided that he was going to work on the sound of buffalo roaming, since this is a Western show.
Oh, buffalo roaming, right? Yes. Yes.
You know, out on the Western plains, give me a home, that sort of thing. And then he worked for a while on a posse chasing bad guys. And
Yeehaw! Let's go, buddy!
Yep, having a shootout.
It went that way. Which way to go again? Oh, it went that way. Oh, which way? That way.
I think he went that way, Tony. Then he worked on cows being herded.
Moo. Moo.
Then cows
Moo.
Cows being branded.
You know, you look great with that Nike logo with a little swoosh on the side, you know, but you got to keep the message. You got to go with Helvetica all the way down. It's got to be on the letterhead. It's got to be on the boxes. It's got to be on everything.
So
and what you need to do is you need a tweet. You need a Twitter campaign that'll really like tie the whole thing together.
After he did that for a little while, he started working on cowboys going to the salon to get their nails done after a long day on the trail.
Watch out for that hangnail. I got a watch that splinter there. I got a little.
Then he took the cowboys to the saloon as opposed to the salon, so they could drink some rock gut whiskey. And have more gunfights.
Hey, where'd you go?
Tony also spent a good deal of time working on the sound of mules on the trail.
Hee-haw.
Hee-haw. Hee-haw!
And after a little bit of practice, he started working on cats being herded.
Sorry, one more time?
Then he really worked hard. And was able to recreate. This was a significant thing for Tony. He was able to recreate the sounds of an entire chorus line of dance hall floozies doing a dance. And of course, he had to work on cowboys putting money in the parking meters. Because, you know, they
I've only got a single.
They have to park their horses while they're in the saloon.
Swipe?
Or in the salon. Moving a bit farther afield, he worked on the sound of a wild cat.
Meow.
Then of a wild cat attacking a cowboy.
Hey, get off my ass.
And of the mortal combat between the cowboy and the wild cat. And finally, the cowboy using a grenade launcher to take care of the danger. That's okay. The cat has 9 lives. He only got rid of 1 or 2 of them there, I think. Cowboys often encounter snakes on the trail, so Tony worked to perfect the sound of his rattlesnake. Well, then he took a break from this particular show and spent some time working up the stuff for our movie he's going to do soon about King Kong.
Gronk.
And finally, after a long day of working on sound effects, Tony opened himself a beer and put the tape of the sounds he'd been working on in the tape player. Then he listened to the work, running it fast forward or sometimes in reverse, and trying to check out how he's done, you know. And he decided he needed a little bit more work on the rattlesnake. So he practiced that for a while, and then he popped himself some corn for dinner.
Pop. Pop. Pop, pop.
And he made a power shake.
Pop, 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 pop.
And he watched TV for a few minutes.
Click.
And then he set his clock and went back to work with another day completed in the life of ace sound effects dude, Mr. Tony Brewer.
It's 4 minutes past 5 p.m., and you're listening to WFHB Community Radio at 91.3 FM. This edition of the Firehouse Follies was made possible by the Monroe Convention Center and Medicaid Solutions. Please make welcome the Firehouse Rounders.
Away from me, down in Louisiana, take me back to Tulsa. I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa. I'm too young to marry. Little bee sucks the blossom, big bee gets the honey. Black man picks the cotton, white man gets the money. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry.
On the piano.
Walk and talk with Susie, walk and talk with Susie, walk and talk with Susie, walk and talk with Susie. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry.
On the fiddling.
I went down to the railroad, laid my head along the track. Thought about that gal of mine, eased it right on back. Hey, take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry.
On the bass.
On the bass, ladies and gentlemen, Neil Heidler. Neil's me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry.
On the drums, Dan Deckard.
Always wear a great big smile, never do look sour. Ride around Bloomington, playing music by the hour. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry.
Firehouse Rounders, ladies and gentlemen. Now get out your cowboy hats, put on your chaps and spurs, and get ready for some more action from the Old West. And remember, never squat with your spurs on.
Fiddlin' Joe had a daughter and a son. The son went to Trevlek and the daughter went wrong. His wife was killed in a barroom fight. Still he keeps feeling mourning till night. Heard them cats real slow. It's off to the litter box. They're raring to go.
Okay, Whiplash. This here's Fiddlin' Joe's Old West Saloon. It's the perfect place to hide out for a while after our recent shame on the trail.
I tell you, Leroy, I still can't believe that we let that bunch of women rustle them cats.
It's bad enough that we was herding cats to begin with, but you're right, partner. Losing them to a group of renegade ladies is not something I want getting out to our friends. We'd never hear the end of it.
Hey, you know, this joint don't seem quite like I remember it.
Indeed it don't. There's clean tablecloths, no sawdust or peanut shells on the floor. The haze of cigarette smoke's gone, and there's no piano player.
Hey there, cowboys. Everything okay?
What in the wide world of sports is a-going on here? There's no spittoons, no piano, and I don't remember ever seeing you in here before. What happened to the lady that used to work the tables?
Oh, you mean old Sal. She was married to Fiddlin' Joe, you know, and she got killed right here in a barroom fight. Well, when she died, Joe up and sold the place and lit right out of here, playing his fiddle all the while.
That's downright sad. Didn't Joe have friends? What happened to them?
Son went off to some place called Trevlac. They say the daughter went wrong. Me and my partner Felicity bought the joint and spruced it up. So can I get you boys something to drink? We just got a new shipment of white wine, and there's some great sherry down in the cellar.
Well, I don't think you understand this, ma'am, but we're cowboys, and we don't drink white wine or sherry. It's against the cowboy code. So give me a glass of your cheapest rot gut whiskey and a handful of raw peppers.
Well, I'm right sorry, but we don't carry rot gut no more. I do have a bottle of grape knee-high soda that's gone bad. I could let you have that.
I'll try that. Put it in a dirty glass and give me some raw cactus.
Don't have raw peppers or cactus anymore, neither. We got cactus egg rolls infused with blueberry sauce, though.
I think I'll pass. What else you got to munch on?
Well, chefs just made some outstanding sushi with twice roasted hot peppers infused with grape knee-high soda. We specialize in fusion foods now. Our beans and bacon quiche help bring the authentic taste of the Old West into a more cosmopolitan setting.
Beans and bacon quiche?
Oh, don't worry. It's tofu bacon.
No meat, no chewing, no smoking, no rot gut, no raw cactus, and no piano player. Well, I bet you don't even have the dance hall floozies no more.
Cowboy, that's degrading to women. Me and my partner, Felicity.
Your partner?
That's right, cowboy. Me and Felicity, we're...
That's enough, ma'am. We don't need to hear more.
The times, they are a-changing, cowboy. Don't stand in the doorway. Don't block up the hall.
When there's clowns to the left of me and jokers to the right of me, I reckon I'm stuck in the middle with you. Well, anyhow, ma'am... Did you ever hear of a bunch of outlaws that call themselves the Nasty Women?
The Nasty Women ain't outlaws, they're freedom fighters. They're legends in this part of the country. You got a problem with them?
We just can't figure out why a group of women would turn rogue like that, ma'am. Me and Whiplash, we follow the cowboy code. That means we protect women at all times. Look up to them and talk down to them and respect them. It don't say what to do if they go rogue.
The Nasty Women stand up for women. They're our heroes.
Well, then I reckon us cowboys need a hero of our own.
Someone to make the Old West great again.
Best be careful what you wish for, boys. Boys, this here's my partner Felicity I was telling you about.
Pleased to meet you, boys, I'm sure.
Well, I reckon the pleasure's all ours, ma'am. Mm. But say, you look kind of familiar with that cute little pink hat you got there. Have we met before?
I don't think so, cowboy. What was it you was saying about a hero?
Fellas, they call me Rooster. I couldn't help but overhear the gist of your conversation. And I've got some great news for you.
Rooster, you ain't good news for nobody.
Says you. Take heart, boys. A hero such as the one of which you speak has risen from the ashes of a tombstone and even now roams the Old West, putting things right wherever they're broken.
And what might be the name of this hero?
Well, that would be Big Don.
Big Don, Big Don, Big Bad Don.
Big Don? I thought he died in a mining accident. The one where he held up the mine so all the other miners could escape?
That's fake news. We run into him on the trail a piece. People thought he'd been crushed in the mine that day, but the alternative truth is he cleared out all the rocks and debris by himself and walked away.
Well, that's right. He lived to fight another day, and now he's gonna rescue us from the nasty women, make us safe. In fact, he'll be here any minute now to make good on his promise to make the Old West great again. I'm his favorite lapdog, so I come to spread the good news, sister.
Rooster, you've been drinking too much rot gut, and it's done gone straight to your head.
That's a possibility.
Ain't no man alive can take on the nasty women and live to say he did. Ain't that right, Felicity?
You got that right, Serenity. You surely do.
Now, Felicity, you know Shirley's having a day off today.
I'm sorry. I hate it when they let the men write the scripts. Men got no imagination at all.
You'll be sorry you said that, lady, when Big Don shows up.
Yee-haw.
And I hear him a-coming right now, Waha.
All right, you lily-livered losers. I'm here, and things are going to change. I'm gonna make the Old West great again. Piano player, we want...
Why'd he stop talking like that? Pussycat got his tongue?
Nah, he only gets 140 characters at a time, his wife. Makes it harder to communicate, but he's darn good at it.
Some music in here, and we want it now.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm on a mandatory union break right now, and it would be a violation of my union contract to play any union music for the next 7 minutes.
Well, my friend, Mr. Colt here, says your break is over right now. So, what do you think of that?
Oh, I think my watch must be wrong, sir.
All right, now, we don't need none of that high-tone stuff. Play something good.
But if I can refer you back to my contract, sir, it specifically states I'm supposed to be playing classical music, sir.
Oh, let me see that contract.
Oh, it's right here. Oh, you grabbed it right out of my hand.
Oh,
like
yeah?
You shook it or something.
That contract's got more holes in it than the welcome sign in Bowling Green. Play something I can recognize as music.
Oh, how about the...
This here joint's gonna go back to being an authentic Old West saloon, you hear?
Just who do you think you are, cowboy? I own this place, not you.
Who am I? I'll tell you who I am. I'm a rich New Yorker. I ride a corporate jet.
He rides from New York on a corporate jet.
Yeah, I'm a rich New Yorker. I ride a corporate jet.
He rides from New York on a corporate jet.
People look at me and say, oh, Don, that's one fine jet.
He rides from New York on a corporate jet.
Yeah, I'm a rich New Yorker. I enforce my view of the law.
He rides from New York to enforce the law.
I'm a rich New Yorker. I enforce my view of the law.
He rides from New York to enforce the law.
People look at me and say, oh, Don, oh, Don, is that the law?
He rides from New York to enforce the law.
Yeah, that's who I am. And I'm here to tell you that you can't get away with having some kind of politically correct saloon out here in the old...
What's that you say?
West. My fans will never put up with it.
Well, we ain't your fans out here, Mr. Big Don. So you best just mosey on out of here before you get yourself hurt.
And just who do you think you are, Miss Pointy Ears?
You want to know, do you? You check this out. I'm a short, squat Hoosier. I ride a broken down
Ford. She came from Treblack in her broke down Ford.
I'm a short, squat Hoosier. I ride a broken down Ford.
She came from Treblack in her broke down Ford.
People look at me and say, oh girl, is that your Ford?
She came from Treblack in her broke down Ford.
I'm a short, squat Hoosier. Their laws.
She rides from Treblack to resist bad laws.
I'm a short, squat Hoosier. I stand up to unfair laws.
She rides from Treblack to resist bad laws.
All people look at me and say, oh girl, resist that law.
She rides from Treblack to resist bad laws.
You try to mess with me, Buster, and I'll serve you up a hot lead sandwich. It ain't on the menu, but we do it up right here. You ready to go one-on-one with me? You ready to see who's the fastest gun?
Everyone knows I'm the fastest in history. This failing Old West Saloon needs to rethink its menu and meet the overwhelming desire of its...
You tell them, Big Don.
Customers to provide an authentic Old West meal with meat and rot gut.
Yeah, this fusion stuff's for the elite.
This is our restaurant, Cowboys, and we'll run it the way we want to run it. If you and Big Don here don't like it, you can leave.
What do you say, Donnie? Me and you, mano a womano. If you don't want to be full of holes, boy, you best be putting that tiny little pistol of yours down right now.
Hey, 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 you shot at me.
If I'd shot at you, I would have hit you. That was just a warning.
Hey, Miss Felicity, you do look awful familiar. Don't I know you from somewhere?
I know. You ride with them nasty women. You're one of the ones that rustled my herd.
The ugly and overrated nasty women are thieves that steal cats wherever they go. I get standing ovations from cowboys everywhere. Make the...
We're right behind you, Big Don.
Old West great again.
Cowboy, I'm Fiddlin' Joe's daughter. They say I went wrong, but the way I see it, I went right. Sure, we wrestle pussycats.
And we ain't gonna apologize for it. We'll do what we have to do. In fact, we're changing the name of this joint. Fiddlin' Joe's Old West Saloon is no more. You're standing in the Pink Pussycat Salon now. And in about 10 minutes, we'll be presenting the Vagina Monologues.
The Virginia Monologues? I reckon it's time we get out of here, fellas.
That's right. I don't want to set foot in no joint that the cowboy code won't even let me say the name of.
Come on, Big Don. You with us?
Listen, lady. Everyone knows I'm the fastest gun in the West. I've had standing ovations for my speed. But I must stay with my friends to...
You tell them, Don.
Protect them from such evil people as you.
Big Don, you've done saved us from these crazy women. Now let's find a more hospital place with rot gut.
Don't get too uppity, nasty women. We know who you are. You've been warned, and you've gotten an explanation. Don't be surprised when we...
Big Don, Big Don, Big Bad Don.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got more from the Firehouse Rounders featuring Jason and Ginger.
All right.
I want to be a cowboy sweetheart. I want to learn to rope and ride. I want to ride the plains and the desert. Out west of the great divide, I want to hear the coyotes howling as the sun sets in the west. I want to be a cowboy sweetheart. That's the life I love the best. I doodle little 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 little. I want to ride old paint, get him on the run. I want to feel the wind on my face, a thousand miles from those city lights, going at a cowhand's pace. I want to pillow my head near the sleeping herd, watch the moon shine from above. I want to strum my guitar and yodely, 'cause that's the life I love.
Please welcome back to the stage the WFHB Gospel Girls.
But I couldn't stay away, I couldn't fight it. I'd
hope you see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me, I beg, I remember you said. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead. Nothing compares, no worries or cares, regrets and mistakes our memories make. Who would have known how bitter sweet this would taste? Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me, I beg, I remember you said. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead.
Thank you, thank you.
We just happen to have a cowboy song.
Good night, baby. Little cowgirl, close your eyes. Maybe you'll dream of rose tonight, riding on a wild cloud high above the moon.
Lasso a star just for fun. Thank you.
I sew a star just for fun.
And now it's time for a word from Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises.
Mommy, where do we go when we die?
Well, dear, that depends on what kind of person we were when we were alive. Now we know where your father will go if he doesn't start coughing up some support money pretty soon, but...
No, no. I mean, where do we go? My friend Marie says her Uncle Jim Bob went to Rose Hill Cemetery. Where will we go?
Well, gee, dear, I guess I'm not sure.
Mommy, I'm having an existential crisis.
Hush.
If you don't tell me... I'll go out into the middle of the road and hold my breath until I shuffle off this mortal coil.
Oh, dear. Dear, that's really not necessary. We'll make the decision by and by.
Now. Make it now.
But, dear.
Now.
Sounds like that little shaver's got you between a rock and a hard place, Mommy.
You again. Honestly, I don't know where questions like this come from, and I certainly don't have the money to be reserving funeral plots right now.
Well, Mommy, Fiddlin' Joe is happy to be of help.
Fiddlin' Joe? What can he do?
What can he do? He can give you a simple yet dignified funeral at his new resting place, Purest Dawn Memorial Gardens.
Purest Dawn Gardens? That does have a nice ring to it.
You can have a casket lined in woodland camouflage fleece and fireworks spelling out your name in the sky. It will be a service that your friends will remember for years.
That sounds nice. What else is there for me to look forward to?
Well, we can promise you 100 strolling strings and topless dancers with golden wings. And if that's not enough, we'll cast your likeness in brass and plant it in some artificial grass. And... as a patented apparatus of weights and pulleys, we'll tip your hat to the mourners as they file past.
But it will be a simple service, won't it?
Oh, by all means. The heavenly choir, the military band, and the jet plane flyover will just add to its dignity and grace.
How could I ever afford something like that, especially now? My job at Price Waterhouse, writing emails to people to tell them that they have a fortune in a Nigerian bank account, may be outsourced to Nigeria.
Well, not to worry, Mommy. You just make a very small down payment now, and the remainder of the cost will be met by your descendants after you expire.
I'm not sure I like the sound of that, Mommy.
Oh, dear, don't worry. You'll cope. Just think how proud you'll be to see your mommy off at such a classy place like Purest Dawn.
It'll be grand.
If you got papers, I'll sign right now.
Oh, Mommy, you know I always have papers. That's how I roll.
Okay, purest Dawn Gardens, here I come. Now I can die with peace of mind and the knowledge that I will have a simple, dignified, yet impressive service to see me out of this tired old world.
Oh, Mommy, I can hardly wait. Let's go see if the guns are loaded.
Now please welcome back Mr. Michael Kelsey.
So it's called slow moving train.
Go down, I let my engine idle. My thoughts will drift afar as I ponder the graffiti on the old boxcars of a slow moving train. A slow moving train, yeah. I seen one around me and my baby got ourselves in such a mess. She never tell me the matter. No, she'd rather make me guess. I'd rather get it right. Let me know, she said, loving you, Michael, just like a wedding on a slow moving train. Slow, a moving train. So I said, hey, oh, watch it roll on now.
Train and never look back. I wonder if she missed me. Maybe someday she'll find a revelation while she's out and by that railroad sign. Some find it in the Bible, some might find it in the stars, some find it in graffiti on boxcars.
very much. I'd like to play this piece. This one's called The Free Spirit. Thank you.
Mr. Michael Kelsey. Now, he's left some CDs out on the table out front there. If you'd like to take some of him home with you, you're welcome to do so. And you can catch him live later this evening at the Players Pub at 8 o'clock, live on stage, Michael Kelsey. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for almost everybody's favorite storyteller, Arbutus Cunningham.
The air is not dead, Marion. It's alive. It's alive, alive, oh. And we are all grateful to be breathing it, aren't we, neighbors? Yeah. Yes. What the hell is wrong with this? Is it going to sink on me? It feels like soggy underwear. Neighbors, this is not the story Kelsey wanted. He wanted a funny one, and this one's not funny. But it's, you know, it's been pushing in my mind now for about 6 months, and every now and then some other piece of it comes out, and you lucky people, you get to hear it. After the war, the big clock downtown still brooded on the square, marking the intersection where streets met at right angles and banks stood on each corner. The banks were empty of money. The war took it all. And the clock was empty of time. The gears no longer turned, cogs no longer crowded their knuckled edges into one another, kneading time into measurable bits. The teeth on the escape wheel bit only air and dust, and so the seconds and the minutes and the hours escaped. They ran off into the world laughing and singing. Some said to join the circus, free at last. Perhaps they did find a circus far away in a place we did not know and could not imagine anymore. We thought about that, tiny pieces of time dressed in spangles, flying from trapezes, catching each other's hands. And if one of the seconds fell, time slipped away. After the war, the old man from Philadelphia never came back to repair the big clock's springs and cogs and gears, nor the second hand behind the cracked glass. There was a shortage of hands in Philadelphia and other places. So the clock stood, empty of time, a sturdy metal immensity too heavy to move, grieving in the silent way of metal for the lost pieces of time it had once tended, the way a parent would grieve the absence of children grown and gone. Of what use now its height, its rectitude? Later, the mice moved in. They needed a home. They brought wads of mattress stuffing and cloth scraps and the roveling sleeve of a sweater. They stashed what seeds they could find. Tiny mouse voices broke the silence inside, and the clock found comfort in their presence. Snow and ice on its shoulders, the mice warm within. In spring, a black snake came, another presence quickly followed by the absence of mice. After the war, there were still seasons, winter, spring, summer, fall. They followed in the old way, even though all the little pieces of time had run off. It was strange, and we did not understand these new and unfamiliar patterns in what we once thought of as home. It was as if what had been our home in the world, a home we believed without question to be real, had been peeled away by a giant hand, and where we now lived, full of ruin and rot, had always been here, hidden underneath the flesh of the earth like a skull. In spring, the skull bloomed with dandelions and wild mustard. These we ate, mostly. Some people said, don't eat them all, save some for next year, and let them seed. Others said, we're hungry now. What do we care about next year? Next year may not come. We didn't fight about this. We were too weary to fight. And yes, We did set space aside and later harvested seeds, storing them in empty pop-top cans in places we hoped would stay dry. Rain was a problem, and the damp wind that blew in from the sea, now only 30 miles away. We were not sea people and did not like the way it turned the small springs of fresh water brackish, not fit to drink. We had to search hard for drinking water, following the dry beds of rivers we had once known full, looking for seeps and low marshy places. Sometimes a water forager came upon an abandoned farm where a well with a hand pump stood, its check valve still intact. And so we formed crews to pump the water, crews to carry it back to where we lived, crews to filter it and share it out. One crew came back another time, not with water, but with 5 goats. The goats were not eaten, though protein was scarce. No, these goats, 4 of them are nannies. They were kept in the hope of milk and possibly cheese. The goat crew scrounged old fencing for a small field and caught the goats that leapt over the fence and made the fence higher and built them a rain shelter. At night, the goats came into the old school that crew lived in so that nothing unfortunate could happen to them. The goats were a pain in the fanny. Also, they smelled, and the goat crew smelled and said they would not continue with goats any longer unless they were allowed a water allowance to bathe and wash their clothes in. The truth is we all smelled after the war. Soap was scarce. Lice were not. And so we itched and stank and cut our hair short and struggled to learn all the things we did not know that now we needed to know. How to keep wounds from festering. How to grow onions and potatoes. How to clean privies and patch clothes and shoes and roofs. We learned to eat purslane and drink mint tea. We foraged for oyster mushrooms and chanterelles and berries and nuts, and we were always hungry. We grew weary from constant toil. Some of us envied the dead. They no longer needed roofs or shoes or food. They did not thirst. It was the fox boy who found the pool of lost time. He had been living in one of the empty banks downtown with a bunch of other people, 30 or so. That crowd had a boss, a big loud man who told people what to do and how to be. The fox boy was different. He dreamed of foxes dancing under the moon. The bank boss had no use for that foolishness, so he ran the fox boy off. Others were glad to give him shelter, though he mostly lived outside, gleaning walnuts and rose hips and tracking possums to pawpaws and persimmon trees in early autumn. One day, when he had ranged a long way away, he came upon a small spill of water that ran for some distance over a shift in the limestone and then fell into a broad, shallow basin, maybe 2 feet deep. The water was strange, he said, when he came back that evening. There were pictures in it. Yes, but is it sweet? Is it fresh? You have to come see yourselves, he said. So 4 of the people who lived in the library went with him. They came back stunned and shaken. This water is strange, they said. In the pool, it's just water, but as it spills over the ledge, the drops carry moving images within them. Martin Hill saw the faces of his mother and father. Doreen McAllister saw an old orange tomcat her grandmother had kept in the barn. Peter Jenkins saw an elephant. Others came after to witness the strange water. They returned weeping or joyful, and all were puzzled. Harriet Foss, one of the deep readers in the library who had been a physicist, got Peter Jenkins to pull her out to the pool in a rickety cart behind his bicycle. She was old, with uncertain knees. Close to the spill, she perched, studying the images that flew out from the small cascade, people and animals and scenes that she did not know. It was, she said, as if the water carried bits and pieces of lost time along with it, and then released them as it fell. Perhaps time doesn't move in a single direction. Perhaps the arrow of time is not a true description, but only a metaphor. Yes, time moves out and away, always. But space is curved above and around us, impossibly vast. It could be that time is a unity made of waves and particles, the way light is. And these images we see briefly and yet so clearly are tiny bits of time that have moved out and fallen back down with the rain. This is not a satisfactory explanation, she said. Perhaps we will understand it better farther along. But we were still grateful for her version. It seemed reasonable, but strange in these unreasonable days. After the war wasn't like anything we'd ever known. It wasn't peace, not really. It was mostly struggle. The bombs and guns and soldiers were gone, yes. For a while, a few drones buzzed in from the west and flew into the trees, into the sea. Perhaps the targets they'd been programmed to strike lay under the water in one of the drowned cities. We didn't know. Our dreams were strange, and we did not sing much, and the time was always fractured. After the war wasn't a time, even. It was more like a place on the world's skin, a place of strangeness where almost everything was different from the way it had been. Yet oil and water still did not mix. We knew this because after storms, oil rainbows shimmered on the surfaces of puddles, beautiful and toxic. Life was like that after the war.
And that's our show for today, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to the Monroe County Center and Medicaid Solutions for underwriting this show, and to J. Lynn Designs and Fine Print for further support. Thanks also to Nick's English Hut and Best Taste Chinese Restaurant for providing victuals for our crew. Thanks to the WFHB Gospel Girls, Suzette Weekly, Ginger Curry, and Sarah Flint. The Firehouse Rounders were Jason Fickle on guitar, Carolyn Dutton on fiddle, Ross Martini-Eiler on piano, Dan Deckard on drums, and Neil Heidler on bass. The Unusual Suspects were Mark Blackwell, Richard Fish, Betty Greenwell, Mike Leonard, Brian Roberts, and Becky Staff. Hondo Thompson, get well soon. Tony Brewer provided sound effects. House Sound was by Jim Lang and Radio Sound by Jeffrey Sundog Morris. Our technical crew was Marion Connedy, Dan Withard, Ilza Ackerbergs, and Cheryl Mitchell, and studio engineer Sarah Hetrick. Today's show was written by Mr. Stuffitupagus and the residents of the Occupy Sesame Street home for Over the Hill Riders. Stage manager was Dan G. Mansalvaggi, and our director was Richard Fish. The show was produced by Mike Kelsey. Our theme song is Firehouse Blues, written by Jason Fickle. For WFHB, I'm Dan Salvaggi, reminding you to save the date of June 4 for the next Firehouse Follies.